Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's a production by Prince KB and Gemma Griffiths on the vocals. A combination of South Africa and Zimbabwe on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Beautiful, beautiful Pan-Africanism right there. That's what I'm talking about. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're talking about mental health today, and we talk about mental health every other day on Fresh FM or on Fresh Breakfast for that matter. Okay, and I mean, in recent conversation, Shaquan, if you observe here and there, you do find some quarters that are skeptical towards the awareness. And the activism that goes into mental health.
Absolutely.
You're using it as an excuse. Because mental health. Everything is just mental health.
And it's not mental health. We need to stop saying this all the time, because what it is that we need to be honest about what it is, and it's just witchcraft.
You lost me there.
Yes, I know.
Wait, with regards to now
because when it comes to mental
when
health,
they say, when they say was,
mental health, it's a white people thing. It's just witchcraft. That your village people don't want you to win.
Is it khatur?
It just needs to be cleansed.
Owens. And you know what? We are gonna have a therapist that will contextualize these things for us in the next 5 minutes or so. Kalau Uiras, she's a therapist, she will contextualize these things for us. Okay, but we asking you though, is it essential or is it overrated?
Morning guys, morning Fresh FM.
Good morning.
I'm gonna keep it sweet and short.
Okay, Omis.
Don't play with mental health, man. Don't mess with it. Don't take it for granted. So, people who say mental health is overrated, I think they are privileged or something, man. But yeah, take care, guys. Blessed Wednesday.
Thank you so much, Eugene.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, if you look at a different aspect of this conversation, you know, it's always, the gens are not necessarily aware of the effects and the realities of mental health. So I'm happy Eugene is saying, as a man, saying, "Young, Ibra, don't be playing with that thing." Baldwin?
Mental health is actually very, very essential. In order for you to be healthy, firstly, you need a healthy body. Yes. Stay in shape. Take your meds. Eat healthy. Drink lots of water. But that should also be combined with a healthy mind. You know, so it is very essential to think positively, be goal-oriented, to persevere. You know, so you really need a good, healthy mind. So yes, mental health is not overrated. Especially as men, we are always told, you know, as a man, you can't cry. You have to keep stuff to yourself, you know. You must take this.
Yeah. Zauti.
And as a man,
you
need that mental health as well. So it is very, very, very important.
Thank you so much, Baldwin. We appreciate it.
I think what scares me, when it comes to mental health and also just mental health pertaining to men, our men are suffering in silence. And I know that we've had this conversation, but it's still conversations we need to have. And, you know, when you just, I don't want to say miss on everything that's happening in the person's life, but just when you have an honest conversation with people and they really open up about the things they go through, you're like, dude, I would have never, ever thought you actually deal with things like that every day.
Yep. And I'm really happy that the gents are coming through with this. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, we're still a little ignorant about it. Maybe we don't really exactly understand how this thing works. Why mental health, leverage, and center? What is this thing? Kelao is going to contextualize this for us. She is a psychological counselor with the Geluk psychology services.
Yeah.
Services, and we'll talk to her in a bit. Stick around.
Whilst you may only go to other pharmacies when you're
keep the tempo smooth on the road. Drive safe with Fresh FM.
It's 7:50, 10 minutes before we hit the news at 8 a.m. We're talking about mental health. Is it overrated or is it essential? Mm-hmm. And I want us to be brutally honest. If you think that it's overrated, be honest about it. Why do you think it's overrated? Set it up your board. You know, set it so it is. Let's hear
where you stand.
Don't sugarcoat it, all right? Yeah. As a matter of fact, RK has a bit of an opinion here. Have a listen.
Good morning, besties. Definitely, definitely essential. However, I just feel like we are not talking about it in the right context or in the right rooms, in the right spaces, for the right reasons. Some people use it to sort of victimizing themselves, and they use it as an excuse to say my mental health. I don't think enough people seek help or seek advice in terms of mental health and how to manage it. So if we were to talk about it in the right rooms for the right reasons, and to get constructive advices from one another, then it's definitely essential. It's not overrated at all. It's just that I don't think we are using it in the right spaces. It's my opinion.
You know, the victim thing is also one thing that I've observed, just from comments from society and so on. But you know what? Someone that's going to contextualize this thing for us and just make us understand: are we reaching here? Are we overreacting here? Or is it essential? It's a therapist, Kelao Tuiras, psychological counselor at Geluk Psychology Services. Osi Kelao, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I have a bit of a flu, so I'm drinking like tea the whole morning.
Aye, Aram. Sorry, man.
But
you know what? Thank you, though, for making time for us, even though, you know, the flu, you're battling flu there. Harry Simon style. Kelao, let's talk about it, man. Let's, I'm sure you've heard a couple of views here. Some saying that, look, mental health is essential. Others are saying, look, we might be using it as a victim tool here. But for you, make us understand, mental health seems to be an ever-evolving subject matter. What, in your expert opinion, is mental health in 2024?
You know, NSK, my point is mental health should be ever-evolving, you know, in the same way that when you think about how medical advances have gone, like what medicine used to be 10,000 years ago, and as it's like progressed and as time has moved, it's progressed as well, it's evolved as well. The same way we should be thinking about mental health, right? I think in 2024, I was listening to some of the listeners' opinions, and I agree with some of them. We are having conversations about mental health. So in terms of awareness, in terms of conversations, I will say in 2024, it's happening more than it's ever happened before. But how it's happening, that's, I guess, the conversations we need to be having.
But you see, and this is where I need to now challenge you a little bit, Osi Kelao.
No problem.
Why was mental health not a prominent subject? Let's say 4 years ago, 3 years ago, did it intensify after COVID, during COVID, because now we were stuck at home, you know, we are losing our minds. Why was this not a subject matter 4 or 5 years ago on a national scale that it is right now?
The thing is, you know, a couple of years ago, mental health and people thought of mental health, we only thought of the severe cases. The cases that need admission, the cases that have psychotic features, when people, you know, I will use this very reluctantly, but when we say, you know, imantas mal and those kind of things, that's the only conversations we were having about mental health before. So it was more of a taboo. We don't need to speak about mental health, because if I'm not running around in the street, then I'm most fine. So there's no issue about mental health that needs to be discussed. Then COVID happened. I think with COVID, it forced us, whether we liked it or not, to introspect and to sit with our emotions and feelings. There was a lot more time. You were on the internet a lot more. You were researching more. It forced us to kind of look inwards, whether we agreed with it or not. It's what was happening. So the conversations were there, but they were just very different conversations. And I think as specifically with COVID, as it kind of continued until now in the current, 2024 space, we are hearing more about preventative measures, right? Mental health now is being spoken about in a more holistic approach, instead of just it being, this one was admitted, says quote unquote mal. We are now talking about mental health in a wider scheme of things, and the fact that it's not only about mental conditions, mental illnesses, but more about health and improvement and development, because that's part of mental health as well.
You know what, Kelao?
The conversations were there, yeah.
I'm thinking to myself right now, when would you say is the best time for someone to reach out for help pertaining to their mental health? I'm asking this question because a lot of the times we just, when it gets too intense or it's severe cases and so forth, but when exactly should someone actually reach out for help?
It's a good question. And I think this is the thing. With mental health, we first have to kind of define what mental health is so that you can contextualize in terms of when you need to reach out, right?
Okay.
So mental health, when we speak about mental health, we're talking about what we most know, the emotional well-being, but it also has to do with our mental and cognitive well-being, right? So these are things, instead of only thinking about it in terms of anxiety symptoms, depression symptoms, we should be thinking about it in terms of our cognitive functioning. How are we problem solving? Our time management skills, those executive functions that we, want to improve on, our impulse control, are we a bit impulsive or do we need to kind of work on that, So when you're saying when is the right time to reach out for help or to kind of speak, it depends on what you are trying to work on. Is it your social skills that you feel like are lacking and you're like, I'm struggling to maintain relationships, for example? Maybe it's easy for you to make relationships, but maintaining is an issue. So reaching out so that you can work on the interpersonal skills. Or maybe you are going through a challenging time and it's not necessarily a diagnosable situation, but you've gone through a grief. You've lost a loved one, or you are preparing to get into a very new space and phase of your life, and you are anxious about how to kind of go into it. If you want to work on your mindset and be like, I'm a negative person a lot of the time, how do I kind of improve my mindset and work with my thoughts and how that influences my behavior, how it influences my emotions? It really depends. It depends on what you are trying to address, what you're trying to work on. So that's what I'm saying. If we have a very narrowed understanding of mental health and think it's only about when things are really bad, then we think that we only need to reach out when things are really bad. But it can be for a whole list of things.
Yeah. I mean, I know for a fact your team at Geluk Psychology Services have had clients, 50, 60-year-old client, Topi, that comes in there, says, "Hey, people are talking about mental health. What's a mental health? Me, I'm fine. Been married for 20, 30 years, and now you're telling me about mental health. Now, Komaster Hamas, come see you people here at Geluk." And you know what? I will leave that question for you, because we want you in studio. Once you get well, we want you to come back and then we continue with this conversation. But help us out with your contact information for Geluk, perhaps for someone that is sitting in a situation right now.
Yeah, okay. So, every time I have to give information, I feel like a vlogger, a YouTube vlogger.
Go for it. We will subscribe.
Hear me out as I aspire, okay?
Okay.
So, Geluk, we have two offices, actually. We have a Windhoek office and a Rehoboth office, right? So, for the Windhoek office, if you wanted to reach out, the number would be 081-772-4334. And the Rehoboth office would be 081-585-5000. 8,000. But otherwise, email-wise, you can reach us at admin@geluk.com.na. And most importantly, we're on all social media. Catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. We are everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Fantastic. Hello, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all the work that you and your team at Geluk Psychology Services is doing. Honestly, we are keeping obviously up to date with everything, and your team is busy.
Thank you so much for having me, honestly, guys. It was a nice conversation. At least the beginning.
It's literally lovely. Just the beginning. All right. And all the best with the flu, Tite.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Right. Okay, bye-bye. Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.